This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Last year, when the data by the Telethon Kids Institute in Perth, Trans Pathways, was released, it showed us that young trans people are approximately 10 times more likely than other young Australians to experience serious anxiety and depression. The survey was the first of its kind, with 859 trans people surveyed aged 14 to 25, along with 194 parents and guardians. And the results showed that one in every two gender-diverse young persons surveyed had attempted to end their life. One in every two. It's a sobering statistic when other research looking at all young Australians shows one in every 12 has self-harmed. Armed with this research, the community organisation Trans Folk of WA have announced two new groups for trans and gender diverse people in Perth, launching this month. With the new social space providing a casual hangout space for trans adults, as well as a separate social group for trans men, trans women, non-binary people, trans young people and parents. And also, they'll host a twice-monthly support group for trans people who struggle with suicidal thoughts, Discharged, which will create an open dialogue in a peer support space with other like-minded individuals for trans or gender-diverse people who are struggling with suicidal thoughts. I spoke to Emery Wishart from Trans Folk of WA.
Trans Folk of WA is a peer-led support service. We do safe spaces and group hangouts, social events. We also do information guides for people, like how to change your name, what GPs are in your area. And we do stuff like on our advocacy side, where we collaborate with government and community groups to try and affect real change for how trans and gender diverse people are recognised and like kept safe in the community. Trans Folk started up as Trans Men of WA, and that was back in 2012. Nick, our executive director, he just started it to try and find some friends, and it's turned into this peer support service that really helps a lot of people.
The new social space group, which will be on one Sunday afternoon each month, beginning on May 20th, will provide a casual hangout space in Leederville for all trans adults. And monthly Sunday sessions will also continue to include separate social groups for trans men, trans women, non-binary people, trans young people and parents.
Previous months we've had the groups really segregated, like a trans men group, trans women and a non-binary folk group. And this month we have incorporated them all together, so there's a social space where people of all different genders can come and hang out and interact and sort of build their sense of community, create friendships with each other and have like a real sense of belonging. We'll still have the other groups available in a separate room, so if people want to ask transition specific questions, specifically like how a trans man might get on hormones or a trans woman, those separate groups will still be available for people to get that information. But we're all about building this community and reducing the isolation people feel. So the social space is really going to engage with that and let people just hang out and have a good time. It's really important to have that sense of belonging. Like when you're in a space with, when you know everyone in there is trans or gender diverse, it's really easy to just feel accepted and be yourself. Like, cool, you're trans, so are we. Like, let's just have a chat and be friends. There's no sort of pressure to explain yourself or try and explain what's going on for you. You can if you want, but you can just hang out and be accepted and feel like you belong somewhere, like you're the same and it's all cool, it's normalised.
One of the brilliant things about the space Trans Folk of WA providing is that it's a space for young trans and gender diverse people, as well as their parents, as well as groups for other ages in the communities, allowing not just support, but time together, where you don't have to be concerned about what you say or how you act, because you're with people who are just like you.
For a couple of years now, we've had a space for the parents to come along and chat and sort of like talk about what's going on for them, whether it's positive or negative, but we really wanted to bring in the focus on the trans juniors group. This one's been going on for a couple of months now, and we've got quite a few young trans people from the Perth metro area that come on along and they just sit down and do craft sessions and watch movies. And it's been really really positive and like really rewarding for us to see the increase in confidence. Like young people come along and they're pretty like shy and scared, and then they start sort of connecting with other children or young teens, and they make friendships and they like come back along ready to hang out, and they seem so much more sure of themselves. Like it's really increasing their well-being coming along to this space and finding people that are really similar to them.
As well as the social space, Transwork of WA are also launching a twice-monthly support group for trans people who struggle with suicidal thoughts, Discharged, running on the second and fourth Sunday of each month between 3pm and 4:30pm, beginning this Sunday, the 13th of May. Last year's results from the Trans Pathway Survey, where 859 trans people were surveyed aged 14 to 25 years, showed that one in every two gender-diverse young person had attempted to end their life. One in every two. The program's name, Discharge, stands for Deserving of Inclusion, Support, Community, Hope, Authenticity, Respect, Growth, Empathy and Determination. I'll say it again, one in every two.
Transfolk really saw the need that we have to have this sort of group like Discharged. I don't know if you're aware of the 2017 Trans Pathways. So that sort of stated that 48% or one in two young trans people attempt suicide. And so like having a group that's specifically for trans and gender diverse people that sort of covers that suicidal topic, and it's a space you can come into and talk about what's going on for you or how you went through a hard time. We thought that's really important considering such a huge percentage of our community not even thinks about suicide, but actually attempts. So having that space where they can come in and just be accepted and have their like feelings and emotions validated by peers. So the group's peer run, and the facilitators also have that shared experience of suicidal thoughts. There's no sort of power imbalance around that. It's not a clinical setting at all. It's really about building community and having members really validate each other and share their experiences. And after the group's done, we encourage people to like catch up for coffees. And it's all about reducing that isolation. Like there's a real evidence base that when people are accepted and have a community around them supporting them, that it's way less likely for people to attempt suicide. So groups like Discharge, which is following the alternative to suicide approach coming out of America, is all about decreasing that isolation and increasing the community. So like building people's confidence that they're not alone, and people do understand and accept that they're going through hard stuff, but there's people like them and they belong. The alternative to suicide approach is coming out of America, and rather than focusing on a crisis like prevention sort of strategy where if someone says they're suicidal, they're really encouraged to head into the emergency department, Alternatives to Suicide is a support group where you come along and we acknowledge that people might be suicidal or have been suicidal in the past, but we're just there to really listen to your story and your experience and validate your feelings rather than pushing you into sort of like a clinical crisis sort of situation, where we really believe that people able to share their story and be acknowledged and accepted by other people is going to help reduce the likelihood of suicide attempts. So that's the biggest difference between alternatives to suicide and sort of a crisis prevention strategy.
The importance of peer-led groups such as this for trans and gender-diverse people makes all the difference. The power of acceptance isn't something you should have to fight for. It should just be. You should just be accepted and welcomed.
So this sort of space, like Discharge or even the social setting where people have access to information from our volunteers, is really important for trans and gender-diverse people just so they don't feel alone. And, like, if you don't know these spaces exist, then it can be really hard finding medical professionals to help you on your journey. Like there is still, you can go to a doctor and they have no idea how to treat trans people. So we can help get you on that right path, like GPs that know what's going on. And then if you connect with peers, having a sense of belonging is amazing. Like going into a room and feeling like you're not different. People understand you and you're not weird. You're just normal. You're just someone else in the room, and everyone accepts that. That's a really powerful feeling of acceptance. And having trans people engage with our support sessions like that is really important in this positive wellbeing community approach that we've got going. We're hoping it's going to have a real powerful impact on the community here in Perth, and hopefully it'll pop up in other places as well, because it is the reality of being a trans and gender diverse person, especially in Australia. And like, yeah, the survey has really highlighted that. So we want to really affect change, and trans folks like the perfect organisation to hold these sort of events.
That was Emery Wishart from Transfolk of WA. You can find out more about the social space and discharge via the Transfolk of WA Facebook page, and we'll also post links to these on our social media. The new social space group launches on May 20th and will be once a month, with the first discharge meeting this Sunday, the 13th of May, running on the second and fourth Sunday of each month between 3 p.m. and 4:30 p.m.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.